So unlike the Working Families Party and the conservative parties, the Greens of New York do not cross-endorse candidates. The Greens choose their own slate of candidates for as many offices as they can. And the official Green Party position on fusion voting is very simple. Greens say just end it. We're joined by Gloria Matera, co-chair of the Green Party of New York State. Gloria, welcome. How are you?
Fine. Thanks, Susan. How are you? Great to be on.
Good. So what is the Green Party's issue with fusion voting?
So let's look at the trend, right? 50% of Americans want a third party. We know only 30% of Americans believe the duopoly parties can do a good job of representing them. So fusion, even though it claims to give a home to people who don't fit in those duopoly party cartel, in reality, it suppresses the growth of truly independent third parties in New York. You know, it spawned this pay-for-play parties that exist to corral votes back into the Democratic and Republican parties. Our position is that financial and political independence is what gives more diverse candidates, voter choice, and true democracy. So we stand for an elimination of fusion.
You also support ranked choice voting, which I think is important for people to understand, because ranked choice voting could put the kibosh on what some people call spoilers.
Yeah, so we're right. You know, one of the other problems with fusion, of course, is it makes ranked choice voting complicated. Ranked choice voting at the moment has been approved in the New York City Charter Commission for just special elections and, you know, primary situations. But in ranked choice voting in general elections, which we think is true democracy, means that that voters can list the candidates that they want to vote for, the candidate that speaks to them around their vision, around their platform. It's not a wasted vote. In fact, you know, voting without that opportunity is what's a wasted vote. But we would go further to say that we also need proportional representation, because having a multi-party system, multi-party representation is really true democracy.
So what do you – I need to ask you about people who say that the Green Party has acted as spoilers in some cases. For example, Ralph Nader. Can you respond to that?
Well,
and also in the Trump-Hillary campaign with Jill Stein.
Well, I would say that in terms of the most recent, in terms of Trump-Hillary, and I guess you're talking about Jill Stein as our presidential candidate, that this is kind of an illusion, a delusion. You know, the numbers are all there about the differences and what happened. Let's go back. People are, you know, the only other example anyone can cite as folklore is back in 2000, right? 18 years ago now, 19 years ago, where also the numbers hold true to that Ralph Nader nor Jill Stein spoiled any election for a Democrat. There are many, you know, reasons to look at what those issues are, but besides the fact that in 2016, the Democrats did not field a very good candidate, voters vote or not vote when they really have something to vote for. And so I think that we really want to dispel this spoiler idea. This is not – ranked choice voting obviously gives voters more choice. But we're not pushing that to say we won't be spoilers. We're basically saying it's about voter choice, democracy, and it's also been shown to diversify the types of candidates running: more women, more blacks, more Latinos. You know, that's the position we take.
This is not a segment on whether or not the Green Party is spoilers,
right?
But I do want to say that there are people who have other thoughts on some of the issues than you have. But let's talk about that another time, okay?
Okay.
Even if fusion voting is done away with, won't candidates still be able to steal ballot lines of the Green Party? I mean, there aren't that many people who are registered in the Green Party, whether fortunately or unfortunately, but you know, there is a very easy way for some people to just get 5% of the party's membership in a district and then sort of steal the party line, which has happened in both Albany and Rensselaer counties.
Right. Well, stealing the party line, which is called opportunity to ballot, so it's actually a rule that was put
in. Stealing is the wrong word, right.
No, we say steal. They call it opportunity ballot, but we do say it's stealing our ballot line. But that is really goes with fusion. Eliminating fusion really should also be eliminating the opportunity to ballot. And I'm really glad you raised that, Susan, because I think most people don't know what that is. Even political reporters don't talk about it. But when we explain to voters, especially voters in the district who thought they signed a petition to get a Green Party, a true Green Party candidate in the ballot, understand what happened, they are repulsed by that. I mean, it is the most anti-democratic law on the books. But getting rid of fusion should also be getting rid of opportunity to ballot. So that
why do you think getting rid of fusion will get rid of opportunity to ballot?
Well, I would say that we basically promote both of those things, right? We are against both. When we talk about fusion being eliminated, we also think opportunity to ballot should also be eliminated.
I see. Tell us what the Green Party's position is on public campaign financing, because ostensibly that's really what this commission is supposed to be focused on.
It is, although these other things that we're talking about, I think, are related. But our position is that we're really looking at it. We believe in a system, kind of a clean money, clean elections system, similar to Arizona and to Maine. We think the public matching fund proposal that they're putting forward now is not. It really fails to level the playing field. And in fact, we argue that it's designed to favor incumbents in the establishment. It still has unlimited private fundraising going on. It still puts a lot of focus on fundraising for candidates almost throughout their whole campaign rather than campaigning on the issues and reaching voters. And the thresholds to be able to get those matching funds are very high. So smaller parties, independent candidates, even insurgent candidates the other parties will have a struggling time. I myself, I'm recipient of campaign finance matching funds in New York City for several offices that I ran. And I will say that all it did was give me a little bit of money to be able to have a little bit of staff and do some other things. But I was far outspent by the Democrats I ran against.
Let's talk about some numbers. The state is considering a 6-to-1 matching public finance system, although I think under the new charter, New York City's new system is 8-to-1.
Yes, that's true.
There are people like Carl Hastie, for example, who have said that's already a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Address the amount of money and address what it is that you'd like to see.
It's not about whether the match is 6-to-1 or 8-to-1. So let's say for governor, where we always run our own candidate and maintain our ballot line is $650,000, right, with 6,500 matchable contributions to be able to get in that program. And so, that's the high end. But even for assembly, it's $10,000, right? And so that's a lot of money for smaller candidates who want to challenge the corporate candidates to be able to raise. What we're looking for, when I say the clean money, clean elections, on its simplest in Maine, for instance, as an example, which has it, you collect $5 qualifying contributions from voters in the district, and there's different levels, obviously governor, senate, house. You have to agree not to raise or spend any private money. So there's the big difference in what they're trying to do here in New York.
If they came up with this, if they say at the end of this decision making, and the commissioners say, you know what, this is what we got, and it's exactly what you think, what they've what New York has, will that be good enough, or do you say we have to? I mean, is the New York City system good enough? Is it better than what we have now in the state?
No, I don't think it is. I think that it's actually it's kind of one of those illusions making candidates feel that they can really have a level playing field, they can participate. In fact, right at the moment, or just recently, my co-chair Peter Lavigne has testified against this, the matching fund program, and has put forward the same thing: clean money, clean elections. And we are going to work hard and talk to state legislators who are interested in crafting a better bill.
We are out of time. Gloria Materia is co-chair of the Green Party. Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for WCNY's Capitol Press Room is provided by the 16th Annual Syracuse International Film Festival, presenting The Dollhouse, a silent film with an original score by Diane Jones at the Palace Theater on October 3rd. Information about fundraiser and all festival films at syrfilm.com.